spread out her fingertips of rose. Dawn spread on the eastern sky her fingers of pink light. Dawn spread out her fingertips of rose. Dawn spread on the eastern sky her fingers of pink light. Dawn spread out her fingertips of rose. Dawn spread on the eastern sky her fingers of pink light. Dawn spread out her fingertips of rose. Dawn spread on the eastern sky her fingers of pink light.
Chino kilata chitamoya chimo chalatisa la conchita chimo chalatisa la conchita chimo chalatisa la conchita la cache.
After moons rolled across the cold stones of ancient night, expressing time, whittling a slight foothold at the base of the ascent to prediction, to elucidation and up to calculation. Whatever beauty is, some of it hides in that cool light that inhabits the dark, that paints itself in restless white strokes across black rivers, revealing a depth to the otherwise barely visible. Fragments of text, preserved in the soil of fertile memories, excavated from the soil itself, traverse centuries, survive millennia, enduring despite the absence of the whole. Their fragility, their strength, their incompleteness, their hermetic allure, their elisions, invitations. But the modern text is also fragmentary, has become so, now despite the presence of the whole, a whole too voluminous, too detailed and fractured to compass, too articulated. Under isolated fields, dislocated domains pry deeper, further, prospecting in the dark mines of their specificity. Poets follow sometimes into those precise worlds of difficulty, leaving a scattered breadcrumb trail by which to retrace their steps, dragging whatever they can back to the surface and into the horizon. It's said that Leibniz was the last person who knew everything. Might Montaigne's death be a more auspicious valediction for the possibility of a complete contextual worldview? After which, there was simply too much information for one person to ingest and assimilate. 300 more years pass. History accrues in the wake of time's arrow. Populations grow. Complexity increases. Techniques proliferate. In the archive, library shelves bow with the combined weight of thesis upon original thesis. Actuator arms whir at obtuse angles across the magnetic plates of billions upon billions of gigabytes. I tilt the cleft paper plane, flooding it with artificial light, confining shade to the nook of the spine, in order to summon wakefulness against sleep. The gradual shift of weight to the left from the right, the end of one more 300-page fragment in sight. This, a second reading even, on the author's advice, shade's second demise. The gradual unity of a singular sky blue, as the window decouples the viewer and the view. Across the cloudless depth of another day, another opening canto reveals itself in the dawn chorus. The time was the beginning of the morning. The sun was rising now, in fellowship with the same stars that had escorted it, so that the hour and the gentle season gave me good cause for hopefulness.
Sama yhtään hän hennuttaa ja minä I say good and real. It's like cold. I say good and real. It's like cold. I say good and real. It's like cold. I take good milk, slow, hungry.
Thank you. soft as a cherry, round as a peach. Into your pocket my slow hands can reach to see what you carry up close to your thighs. Reaching and looking right into your eyes. But if I could convince you that these are words of love, the heartache would instantly remain, but the pain would be gone. I wish I could see what you've got in your mind that makes your eyes restless on all that they find. Don't listen to me, I don't know more than you, but I know that I want you, but I don't know what to do. But if I could convince you that these are words of love, the heartache would instantly remain, but the pain would be gone. I've used all devices to get to your wit. I've tried every tool that I thought could maybe fit, but I see that there's nothing my fingers can touch to stroke your heart open to feel very much. But if I could convince you that these are words of love, the heartache would instantly remain, but the pain would be gone. You're too sweet to worry, I always had thought. Never bothered to ask why I like you a lot. You move your hand slow up my back with your heart. But now we're so close, yet feel so far apart. But if I could convince you that these are words of love, the heartache would instantly remain, but the pain would be gone.
Thank you. journey and back to the land. All people don't have to live on the land. We don't have to live on the land. But we need to have some relationship with the land. Have some relationship with the land. Have some breathing space. Have some breathing space. We retain that contact with nature and contact with nature and with the real source. With the real livelihood.